No, shehuk for Rosh Chodesh bismanai, that the taker will convey a Rosh Chodesh at the right time. So they made a special hekka. People would look up on top of the kevish on the plank and see that the meat, the chel of there, is so high up, they'll not raise Rosh Chodesh. So Gemara says, no, kasha, shrei hekeri avdinin. It's like the true, there are two different hekeri we made here. The chazi hai chazi, the chazi bahai chazi. Some people will see this hekker to see which shir, which one they sang first. At first they sang the shir shor Rosh Chodesh, and then they sang the shir shor Shabbos. And some people saw this hekker, that where they put the emurim of the keves, of the carbon musaf all the way on top of the keves, that people would see it. So kitzur, there were two different hekerim to realize today is Rosh Chodesh. But there's no tiyuf that could be on your bacha so far. Moshe says, Meitzvi, I have another kash on you. Did Tony Rava Bar Shmuel? Rava Bar Shmuel learned like this. Yochel, I would think, Kishem Shetoykin al Shabbos, Bifnei Atzmai, the same way on a regular Shabbos, they used to have the special tkiyas for the Karbonis, for the Tomich of Shachar, and the Karbon Musav, the Yal Rosh Chodesh, Bifnei Atzmai, and a regular day that's Rosh Chodesh when they brought the Karbon Musav. There used to be a special tkiyah, Bishas, the Shir. They used to make 9 tkiyas. Is Kaf, I would think the same halacha should apply. Kach yiyu toikin, I'll call Musaf a Musaf, maybe when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, like you have two Musafim today. Each Musaf has to have its own 9 tkiyas. Talmud Leiman, this the Pasuk says no, over Rosh Chodeshim. The beginning of the month on Rosh Chodesh, that's when you have the tkiyas, like Rashi says. This Pasuk is going to be tkiyas ksiv, over Yom Simchatchem, over Mayadechem, over Rosh Chodeshim, utakatim. And when do we have the tkiyas shofar? Only on Rosh Chodesh. We'll soon see how it's mashma only one and not two. But I call upon the Brisa says clearly that when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, even though there are two musafim, you only blow the set of 9 tchias once and not twice. It's tiyufta, the Rabbi Acha tiyufta. It's a kasha and Rabacha. Even though before Rabacha dashim psukim, the Gemara will soon answer, what do we do with his psukim? But I call upon him here, it's clearly that when you have two musafim, you only have one set of tchias. Now the Gemara says, my tamudui, how do we see it from this pasuk? Where do we see it from this pasuk? You only have to have one set and not two. Omer Abaya, Omakro, because the pasuk says, Uver Rosh Chodeshim. At the beginning of the month, it's Rosh Chodesh. So, Hukshu Kol Chadoshim Kulam Zelazer. We make Ekesh all the months have the same halacha. So, just like sometimes the Rosh Chodesh comes down in the middle of the week, and then for sure you only have one set of Tkiyah for the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. So now when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, it has the exact same halacha. You only have one set of tkiyas and not two sets of tkiyas. So that's this of Rosh Chodeshim, we make the tekesh of all the months together. Rav Ashi is a little bit different. Ksiv, the pasuk says, Chodeshim. Mashma, Rosh Chodesh, one. Uksiv, over Rosh, and it says at the head. So we darshin, V'yeze Chodesh, yesh lo shnei Roshim. Which Rosh Chodesh has like two heads, has two unions to this Rosh Chodesh. Have Yom is there Rosh Hashanah? I would say it means Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah always has two unions to it. One union is Rosh Chodesh, and one union is Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is the one chag that always has two things to it. It's a Rosh Chodesh, plus it's a Rosh Hashanah. The Yom Rachmon is still the Pasuk says, Chod Sheichem. The Rosh says it's Chosak Siv, without the Yud, as if to say there's only one Chadi, there's only one Tkiya, and not two sets of Tkiyas. That's how we learn out from this pasuk, not like a bacha, there's only one set of tkiyas, even though there are two musafim. Rosh says, right, the Yoy Tanya, bring another riot, like not like a bacha. The Yoy Tanya, we learned like this also, that the Cholosh Shel Moed, on Cholosh Moed Shel Sukkis, what shir did the Levim sing? Barishan, on the first day of, or the first day of Cholosh Moed, the Mizma was, Mahi Waimrim, Hobu Lashem B'nei Elim. That was the shir they sang on the first day of Cholosh Moed. Rashi explains why this mizmor. Rashi says that kol mizmor Hashem shayoyim tchilas simchas beis hashoeva. This is the beginning of the simchas beis hashoeva. Da'inu kovod v'yoyz v'yoyse mizmor kila Hashem alamayim Hashem nitzchamayim. So the first day kol amoyid, that was the first day of the simchas beis hashoeva. That's why we have this mizmor that we sing the shasta musafim they bring for this special day of Sukkis, the kabbonis of the first day kol amoyid Sukkis. B'sheni Mahayo, I mean, what did they say in the second day? Ulu Rosh Omer Lakim. So Rashi explains that to give Musa to tell people you already came to the Beis Hamikdash, make sure you did tshuva before you come here, or while you're here. Ubeshlishi, the third day, Mayo Emrin, Miyokim Le'yim Areyim. like who helps us. In other words, even though in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, Klal Yisrael had tzaros from the Molochim, from the Goyim, still they came to have Pinchas Yom Tov by the Beis Hamikdash. That's what they said the fourth day. Rashi says this mizbah talks about inyan that we have to give matna sanim, and now sukkot is zmana sefer. We have all the tefu in your house, so you have to be careful to make sure you start to give the right amount of matna sanim of neketshir chopeya. Vayta bechanish mayuimim hasiroisi misevel shichmoy. That's what it said on the fifth day. So Rashi says the divrei tanchumim hu in tiske betzara kurosa bechatzech lancha besefer rov. That even though we have tzaros, the Kodesh Baruch comes and saves us. Also, Inyan to daven for Mayim on Chag HaSukkis, with our tefillah, Kodesh Baruch was mezakeros to have a good year with rain. Beshishu Mayim Oimrim, Yimoyto Komois Deyoritz. So Rashi said this also has to do with the Inyan of giving Meiser Oni, because if you don't give Meiser Oni, you lose Eretz Yisrael, so we want to make sure to keep it. We talk about, the Mizmah talks about giving Meiser, giving Leket Shechoteya. So these are the different mizmorim they sang on each year of Chol HaMoed Sukkos. What about the Yim Chal Shabbos B'yechad Mehem? Let's say when Shabbos comes out, one of these days of Chol HaMoed is Yimoytu Yitche. You skip the last one. The last mizmor you don't say. Rav Safra Monach Lusimon. Rav Safra put a simon to which ones you say. And he says Hum Viha. In other words, Biru Baram Bom, you say first and then you say Hasiraisi Meseva Shichmoy, like we have here. That's the Beis and then the Hay. We have Papa Monach Lusimna the opposite way. Hum Havia, that's first the hay and then the beis. Like Rashi really explained, that there's Mizbah, first it says, Hasiraisi Mesevel Shichmoy, and then at the end of the Mizbah talks about Bina Baram Bom. So he says, Taki, you switch around the order. That on the fourth day you say, Hasiraisi Mesevel Shichmoy, and on the fifth day you say, Bina Baram Bom. So that's the two Simon of the Machlokes between Rav Safra and Rav Papa, and which say do you say the Mizmorim? The Simnecha, what's the Simon to remember? Amuvoya the Safri. There is a Safri, Rashi learns, that's like a Malamit Tinoikis, like a school teacher. So the Amuvoya means like a gathering of people. Like a school teacher always has that the parents come to speak to him, he has men and ladies there talking to him. So remember, that's this Inyan of Amuvoya, that the Beis and the Hay comes first, that Binu, Vor and Bom, we say first, and then we say, Hasiraisi Shichmoy, that's like Safra, like a Malamit. That it has people coming together. But our core point on what it says here is that when Shabbos comes out one day, Chol HaMoed, that day we do not say the regular Mizmur, but rather we say the Shir Shal Shabbos. So this is Tiyufta, the Rabbi Yachav, Rabbi Chanina, Tiyufta. Here's another Kasha on Rabacha. Because according to Rabacha, when you have two Musafim, so what? Say two Shirim. Because you have to have two different sets of Tkiyas. You have to have Tkiyas through Tkiyas nine times each one separately. So, according to Rav Acha, when Shabbos would come out on Chol HaMoed, what Shrei, you have to skip one, don't skip anything. Say two Mizmorim, say the Mizmor of Vino Borom Bom, if it's the fourth day, and also say Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos. Since the Brisa says no, when Shabbos comes out on one day Chol HaMoed, that day we do not say any special Mizmor from the Musafim of Chol HaMoed, but rather you say the Shir Shal Shabbos, it's a Rai Natak Rav Acha, that we only have one set of Tkiyah. Therefore, we only say like one shir, because the tkiyas, the blowing of the shofar, was done while they were saying the shir. So, since you only have one shir, it's right, you only have one set of tkiyas. So that's a kasha, a second kasha, and rabacha, Rabbi Chanina. Now the Gemara asks, Abba b'ho rabacha, Rabbi Chanina, kro umas nisa kamer, he brought down psukim before, and a braisi had like his. So good, a braisi can say it's a machlekes. But he brought down psukim. What do we do with the psukim that Rav Acha brought down before? He has good psukim, a riot to what he's saying. How can we say not like him? So Gemara answers, Amar Ravina, loimar shemarichim b'tkiyas. That he brought down psukim to show you blow more tkiyas doesn't mean you blow two different sets of tkiyas when you have two masafim. It just means when you have two masafim, it's so much simcha that you should be marich. Blow on the second korban, blow them a little bit longer. As if to say today is a special simcha, because we have two korbanos today. But not that you have two separate tkiyas, but you rather have one set of nine, but these nine that you blow them, extend them a little bit longer. Blow each one of them a little bit longer. Rabbanan de Kisri, Mishmeid Rabbi Acha Amri, they say a little bit different. You know what we do with his psukim? Loimer comes to teach us, Shemar Bebetokin. We have to have more people blowing. Rashi brings down, you can never have less than two chatzaitzrais. Ein persim mishtei chatzaitzrais umitishe kinaris, and at least nine flutes. That's what you have to have on a regular day when you have the shiur. Now today, when you have two musafim, there's need to be marba, have more people playing. More people playing the trumpets, more people playing the flutes. But how many sets of tkiyas do we do? We only have the same set of nine tkiyas, not more. That's the maskana we hold, not like Rabacha, we do not say two shirim, rather only one shir, even though we have two musafim that day. Now, Maris Nukasha now. V'yanan anos, living in Chutz Loretz, the Yislon Shrei Yoimi, we have 2 days, Yom Tif on Sukkot. The first 2 days is Yom Tif for us. Hechi Avdinen. Like, which, how do we, when we dive in Shimon Esrei, we say the set of Karbonis in Shimon Esrei. So we know that the first day Yom Tif has one set of Karbonis. Now the second day Yom Tif, if it's Chol HaMoed, like in Eretz Yisrael, you say V'yom HaSheni, you say it's special Mizmer here, and you say the special Karbonis that brought that day. Now also in Chutz Loretz, the second day Yom Tif, we're Noig, as if it's Mamish Yom Tif. So we have to say in Shimon Esrei, the same type of Shimon Esrei we say the first day. We say V'yom Chamish also, the Karbonis we brought that day. But what do we do now, our first day Chol HaMoed, which is really the second day Chol HaMoed? Which Mizmer, which Karbonis do we say? So Abaye Omar Sheni Yitcha. Abaye says Enechnami. The second Inyan, the second day is skipped. Because the second day we hold is Yom Tov. The third day, which is our first day Chol HaMoed, really Midrash, it's the third day of Yom Tov ready. So we can't say the Karbonis of the second day. We rather have to say the Karbonis that are brought on the third day. And we skip the Karbonis of the second day. Rabbi Omar no Shivi Yitcha. Rabbi says no. Our first day Chol HaMoed, we say Takav Yom Hasheni. Even though really it's the third day, but we say the way we hold right now. And the third day, we say the second. The fourth day, we say the third. And it comes the Shri, the seventh day, that Korban we never say. Because when we come to Hashana Rabbah, we say the 6 days Korbanus, the 6 day Korbanus. Tanya Kavos to Rova, Avin Yirayah to Rova, that we had before by the Mizmorim in Chal Shabbos Lios B'yechad Mehem, when Shabbos comes out of one of the days during Chol HaMoed, the question was, what Mizmor, which Shir should we say? So we have the Yumaita Yitcha, that the last Mizmor that gets skipped. So we see when Shabbos, when you have to have an interval, a break, we don't skip, we continue on. Just the last day loses out. Here also, the last set of Karbonis, that we're supposed to spend the seventh day, that's the set that gets lost out. Benachnami, every day though, like an hour, our first day Chol HaMoed, we try to say the Karbonis that's brought down the Yom HaSheni. And our second day Chol HaMoed, we say the Yom HaShlishi. And Yom Shvi, the last one, that's the one that gets skipped. Vaita, the Askin, the Maisa, we do like this, that Askin, Amenu ben Adoi, Amenu made a new takon in Adoi, the Medalge Delugi. You should skip and do two things, like we do. When we say the second day, our first day, Chol HaMoed, we say the Kabonis of Yom HaSheni, and of Yom HaShlishi. Because, again, it's a Chutz Loretz, we have a Sofik, maybe it's really Yom Sheni only. But we know really it's Yom Shlishi. Therefore, we do both. We say it'll be Yom HaSheni and it'll be Yom HaShlishi to take away from the Sveikis. So therefore, we don't skip anything. We say them both. That's the lashon of the medalge deluge, like we skip and as we jump around. We say two things the same day. We say it'll be Yom HaSheni and it'll be Yom HaShlishi. So that's the Mishnah Baita. Yom Tefer Rishon Shachag. The first day of Yom Tov of Sukkot, Hoyu Shoh.